I wasn't sure whether this was a dream or her leaving us had been a dream. I just said, where are you? And she said she thought she was at Nana's in the bedroom, but Nana wasn't there and she was scared. I mean, I knew she wasn't going to be there. I knew she was gone. But to think, wherever she was, that there was nothing I could do about it.
Did you see the state of him? Annie was serious. He tried to get off with me. He was all 4 foot nothing. Are you staying up, he says to me, all 3 foot 6 of him, staring up at me. I said, I don't know about staying up. Don't you think you'd better sit down before you get trodden on? He just ignored everything. He wouldn't take no for an answer.
And then, right then in that moment, I wanted to hold her tight and never let go. This small old lady who doesn't know me and I don't know her, complete strangers. Strangers in a bookshop at 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. And she asked me, who is it? Who's ill? And I want to say me. I want to shout it, but I can't. Just a friend.
I was wiping down the breakfast table this morning after Jack left for work. He seems to be starting earlier, but I still get up with him, habit I suppose. Anyway, I put the lid on the jam and brushed away some crumbs, and as I glanced up, I saw the yellow beak of a blackbird out the corner of my eye. I first met Pat, as he was called then, 1911. I was impressed with him immediately. He was a clean-cut young man, but a bit threadbare. He needed lodgings and moved in with us, and our home in Mill Road was never the same again. Our normally quiet life gone forever.
Mum pulled me closer to her, holding tight. Dad cuddled us both. 3 spoons under 1 duvet. With the summer heat and us huddled together, the smell wasn't amusing. I shifted about. Shh, Dad whispered. Try not to make a sound. Mum kissed the back of my neck. Her wheezing chest blew out little puffs of air on my head. It's okay, Charlie. Everything's going to be all right, she said.
In what figure shall I give the heart the first impression? There is a great deal in the first impression. Shall I sit? No, I won't sit. I'll walk. I'll walk from the door upon his entrance and then turn full upon him. No, that would be too sudden. I'll lie down. I'll receive him in my little dressing room. Yes,